Okay.
Yeah. Madison Bumgarner back on the mound. There has been some rumblings that he could be in Sacramento this week. Before we get to that here, 349-1320. Let's go to the phones, ESPN 1320. Hello, RJ, how are you?
Hey! It's
logo.
Not hot enough for you to stay home today.
I was pretty hot around here last week. I understand you were roasting me and saying that they finally got the smart brother in here. Something like that. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's face it. Finally got the smart brother. The bar's pretty low for both of you, so it's okay.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I mean, it hurt my feelings, but I can't say you were wrong about it.
I just laughed. He came out of the basement. I thought it was too hot up here on the civilized planet. I thought he'd stay down there.
Should have stayed down there.
One of his all-time mistakes, there's no question about it, RJ. He picked the wrong day to come up from underground.
That's too funny. Did you just say Matt Bum maybe in Sacramento?
Yeah, it's possible.
He's not going to ride his motorcycle to the ballpark, is he?
I think they generally frown on that, but, we'll see.
Some good creek bedding around here, in case you're inclined.
Yeah. Hey, I'm excited about the draft picks. I'll tell you something about Mr. Fox, and I don't know if you guys agree. When he interviews, he sounds like he's a 30-year-old law student because he's just well-spoken, man. He's a sharp dude.
Yeah, he's very very smart, very clever. And I know you also have to like the fact that Marquise Chriss was named second-team All-Rookie today.
I don't like the fact that, can you imagine if we would add him and add the four guys we just added? We'd have a starting five in about 4 years.
Your basketball team has a first-team All-NBA All-Rookie. I mean, you got Buddy Hield. You're okay.
Yeah, I do like Buddy, but he went to a terrible school. But we've let him go.
He's overcome his background already.
He has. Actually, it's pretty exciting. And I know he had the knee surgeries, but I really like his ability. Harry, which I love that name, by the way.
Hey, RJ, weren't you telling us that you went, it was probably February or March, to a season ticket holder presentation, or they were trying to get people to buy tickets, and the Kings were comparing themselves to the Giants?
That's exactly what they did. It was the first time they kind of went back after new ticket guys and people to renew for next year because they knew things were starting to go a little south. Yeah, they compared it, the D-League, to the way that the Giants have gotten people,
Because I bet they're not going to do that anymore, huh?
Oh, easy, big guy. They do have three rings. I don't see any rings on the wall down there in San Diego yet.
No, but the Padres, who are terrible, are five games better than the Giants right now. I mean, it's just awful.
I think if they combine the two teams, they would stay in fourth place.
All right. Thanks.
All right, guys. Good to have you back. See ya.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, the Giants got Madison Bumgarner back on the mound yesterday, right, Mr. Baseball? Pitching in a rookie league. Pitched well.
Yeah.
He threw well.
He threw without any visible discomfort, which is probably the biggest thing. His velocity was, getting up. He threw 88 to 91.
I had him 88 to 91.
Good. So he's working his way back. What he did was, he threw the three innings, and then he went down to the bullpen and kept throwing because he's building up his pitch count. So three scoreless innings, but it's in a rookie game down in Arizona.
He pitched for the Arizona Rookie League Giants against the Arizona Rookie League Angels and did not allow a hit.
No, he did not. It dominated the just drafted. So bigger story there is that he apparently, for the most part, feels well. He also swung a bat over the weekend, which sounds like nothing, but it's not nothing. It all has to do with range of motion and shoulder and all that. And so he'll go back to the Giants this week. They'll work him out in San Francisco. And if all falls according to plan, then they would run him out here on Friday night for the Rivercats.
Now, my understanding is that that's kind of speculation at this point, but certainly possible.
Right. Well, Andy Baggerly reported that unless something changed, that was the most likely scenario. But, the big thing is they'll work him out in San Francisco this week on his throw day. And that'll kind of determine what they do going forward. Do they give him another start now, a rehab start, or do they, take a down week and do nothing but just try and stretch him out? If he does throw, it's most likely here because it's right here.
That'd be a big weekend at Wrigley Field. I'm sure they have, I believe they have fireworks next weekend. Ooh, Mad Bum, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, all the guys that you've seen all year, they're not there anymore. They're playing with the Giants.
That's correct. And some of the guys that you knew from the Giants are either playing with the Rivercats or cut. Guys like Aaron Hill out. The Giants made wholesale changes. They're starting to promote as aggressively and quickly as they can.
And Slater got hurt, of course. As that's what happens when you're in the Giants this year.
Because he tried to play outfield, which was a huge mistake. So if they write your name in the lineup in the outfield, just ask politely if you could go play third instead or whatever. Do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Ryder Jones is next up, and I assume that Chris Shaw, as soon as he has established even a month, you know, he's had a rougher transition from AA to AAA, tough transition. Once he gets his legs under him, he's going up.
This is hardly a news flash, but my brain's having a hard time wrapping around the fact that the Giants are 27-51.
They're just terrible. I mean, it's not even a dull 27-51 because there's stuff going on. There's reports that the clubhouse is jacked up.
I think they're pretty dull. I mean, there's rumors that insiders, people in the front office, watch them play and say, these guys are boring.
Well, I think that they are, among other things, they have a quiet clubhouse for the first time in a long, long time. And it's just a different mix of personalities. Your team leader, maybe is the wrong way to put it, but your team leaders are, you know, Posey, Belt, Panic, Crawford, they don't speak.
What'd you think of yesterday? Was it yesterday? You got first and third and Belt's up and you're down a couple runs. Pence is at first, two outs, and the inning ends with him thrown out at second trying to steal.
Just ridiculous. And I know you're down and you're trying to make something happen, but you can't, as bad as Belt's gone, you don't take the bat out of his hands, or at the very least, if you're going to do that, you hit and run.
And I think he's hit 14 homers already.
Well, yeah, he hit most of them a long time ago. But he's capable of, you know, putting a ball in the gap or whatever. And as long as you're playing, you still have to play it by the rules that apply. Like, he may be going bad, but he's still one of your credible threats. You have to respect that. I don't know what Pence was doing.
Now you got Boach answering questions about the stretching, and is there a problem with Melanson?
Yeah.
Did he rub his teammates the wrong way by not participating in the stretching? And Boach saying, yeah, some of those things I haven't been mindful enough. I got to get back and tell these guys the way we do things. So it continues to apparently unravel.
He had to actually call a team meeting, this is some weeks ago, to remind some players or maybe tell some players, we stretch as a team, because there were some veterans unnamed. But Melanson obviously is one of them, because he's very much his own. He has his own pregame and in-game thing, and it's completely apart from the team. And it's never been a problem that's ever been reported on anywhere.
Never happened with Casilla, did it? I don't remember Santee ever failing to stretch.
No, he was always well-stretched.
He failed to get people out, but he never failed to stretch.
Yeah, well-stretched when he got lit.
What's he got, 13 saves? He has more saves than Melanson, if I'm not mistaken.
Melanson's got 11, I think. But then again, he's only had 15 chances. It's hard to get a save when your team doesn't ever lead. So
it's hard to get a save when you don't stretch properly.
Yeah, well, I think the two things are tied together. Dude, that's really where they are. They're in a weird spot that's actively making the front office and the manager uncomfortable, and that is they're bad. That's okay, they're bad. They're also injured at sort of a stunning rate, but they have clubhouse issues for the first time. And I don't mean like guys fighting. It's more like, well, there's no fire there. Even Pence is a great example, Whitey. He's a guy who normally and historically lightens the clubhouse, right? Because he's bubbly and all that. But he's going bad and he's been hurt.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I think another part of this that doesn't get talked about is these guys, they've won championships. They know what's going on. They're realists. And they look up and they realize not only are we playing terribly, but we could never catch the Dodgers.
Right.
Even if we were playing better.
Right.
They're playing out of their minds.
Well, it's more than that. It's like you look up and say there's three teams in our division a lot better than we are. The Giants are not going to get better than Colorado, Arizona, or the Dodgers anytime this season. Their play is completely about next season now. And that's why, you know, Ryder Jones gets promoted. Well, sure, why not? You know, he had a good couple of months. And I'm not knocking him. I'm saying that's exactly it. And if Chris Shaw catches fire for a couple weeks, he's getting promoted. Because they have to look. And they have to also start making those tough trade deadline decisions. Do we have anybody that teams want? And how seriously should we be willing to consider shipping out basically anybody that teams want? And that is jarring to especially the bandwagon Giants fans, the newer fans who are used to this team with a bunch of the guys whose names they still see in the lineup winning.
By the way, I'd never seen this before, Mr. Baseball. I know you always say, you go to the ballpark and see something. You go every day, you're going to see something never seen before.
Yeah, never say that.
Huh?
I don't say that.
I'd never seen this before. Long story short, yesterday, Dodgers and the Rockies and Ottavino comes in for the Rockies, and they're winning 6-4. I think it was the seventh inning. The Dodgers end up scoring, is it four runs on three wild pitches by him?
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
For a guy who comes into the game.
He had three wild pitches all year, and he had three yesterday, and the Dodgers scored four runs off the three wild pitches.
Weren't
one of the catcher had no idea where the ball was, and two runs scored.
That's terrible. That's the Rockies on the road. I mean, Whitey, and this is not about them hitting well at home and not hitting. Well, they hit, you know. It's not about that. It's about collectively on the road, they're just a terrible team. I mean, think how dangerous Colorado could be if it could figure out how to win away from home.
Mm-hmm.
Just the weirdest thing.
Cody Bellinger, is he for real, Kreitz?
I'm starting to think he's for real, yeah.
He's had 24 home runs.
Yeah. And the Rockies had been a great, great road team up until, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they look like they go out on the road. It's like, ooh, they look uncomfortable.
By the way, Cody Bellinger does not know who this is.
Get rid of the clutter. That's sexist.
Doesn't know who Jerry Seinfeld is.
Doesn't know who Seinfeld is.
How would he? And his teammates are giving a hard time. How would he know who Jerry Seinfeld is?
Seriously, that's like asking one of those guys, hey, remember how much fun it was to watch Friends? No, I don't remember. I wasn't born.
I never really liked that show that much.
You don't have to worry about it. I'm sure these players couldn't name any of the characters.
Hey.